Hi, Matthew. I saw on your Twitter profile and your Racket profile that you are an amateur photographer. So it got me thinking, do you have a favorite picture from someone else? And do you have a favorite picture of your own? Feel free to answer here and then maybe pop them up on your Twitter page as well. That'd be pretty cool. Thanks.
Hey, Tom. Thanks for asking. Since it's World Photographer Day, felt like a good time to reply to this question. I've been taking pictures ever since I was a kid, and someone gave me a 110 film camera, a little rectangular camera, had this, almost looks like a figure eight roll of film you'd put inside. And I destroyed so much film with that camera because I would want to show someone, like, oh, look, how has this weird film that didn't look like the standard film my parents' camera had, and I'd pull it out, and it would, of course, expose the film, and then when I would go get it developed, you'd have just plain white printouts, which is terribly sad. It's really hard to say what photo I've taken that I love the most. It's my favorite. It's sort of like, do you love all your children equally type thing. Obviously, I've taken hundreds, thousands of terrible photos where you're trying to get something in focus. You're trying to take a picture of something. It doesn't come out like you're thinking. Sometimes the photos I weirdly end up looking back on the most are of the most mundane things. There's a photo I took fairly early on of a clock in the train stop closest to my house. And I really like it. It just reminds me of the passage of time. It's this place. It's sort of tied to where I live. And so somehow that to me is very a memorable photo that sticks in my brain. There's other photos from going on trips or from, you know, things that I saw that I like, but I don't feel like they're aesthetic enough. They're not something I want to put on my Instagram or my profile. They don't feel like I'm a photographer by having taken that photo. A few that do feel like that for me, though. There was one I took a couple years back of an Apple store in Singapore, of all things. But the lines and the colors lined up just so perfectly that I felt like it made this abstract photo that I really liked. A similar one in walking around Bangkok, there's the Mahanakhon Tower. Looks sort of like a Minecraft building, very blocky. And there was a wall behind it and another building beside it. And you line the three up and you had this weird geometric effect. You look at the photo, you almost can't tell what it is at a glance. And that's sort of something I like to hit with photography. A third one that comes to mind is I was on a train that goes across a lake, and there is this point in the horizon where basically the water just met the sky, and it's this fine line with almost the same shade of blue in the sky and the water. Water's super calm, and there's a fisherman in a boat out in about the left third of the photo. You can just barely make them out in the photo. And I love that because it's, I don't know, it was just like, somehow that hit the aesthetic thing that I was trying to go for. The book I feel like that was the most influential for me in photography is this book, The Art of Photography by Bruce Barnabon, who he talks a lot about light and shadows and sort of how you see the world in 3D, so to speak, where when you're, say, walking around the tree or a building, the way the light hits that building or the way the light hits a tree or the way that item covers up something else behind it or exposes something behind it is super fascinating. And that, to me, is the ideal of photography, is trying to almost find something picturesque about a standard environment where you're walking around and just the way the light and shadows and angles line up, that you can make something beautiful from that. And so with that in mind, that's some of the photographers I find the most inspiring have done stuff like that in unique ways. There's a photographer in Thailand that I've followed for a while, Tawi Pong, which is on, he's on Instagram at T-A-V-E-P-O-N-G underscore street. And his photography does that, albeit in unexpected and funny ways, right? So he will find people that are lined up in funny ways. Maybe there's a fire hydrant with a person standing nearby, and it almost looks like a fire hydrant has a head, or just various things where it's like these, because of the layering of photography, you manage to make something that feels surreal, that feels like it shouldn't have been there, and yet it is, right? And so it's art out of that photo. It's a moment in time too, right? If you snapped any bit sooner or later, that photo wouldn't have been possible to create. There's another photographer, Bari Wat, who on Instagram would be P-A-R-I-W-A-T Studio, who makes mosaics from buildings, right? So it takes photographs of street signs and buildings and cities and roads and random things, and then builds a collage out of them to make these abstract buildings and creations out of these random bits of photography. So it's a similar idea, and yet instead of doing it all in one frame as one shot, right, he's taking those individual shots and mixing them up. And then another photographer who I find very inspiring from a number of directions would be Craig Mudd, a photographer based in Japan who goes on these long walks and takes photos of more or less everyday life. And yet it's this snapshot of what he's seeing right then. And he has this ability to sort of put you in that place where you feel like you maybe went on that walk with him because you've seen all these images of things he saw, just mundane things along the way that can be beautiful in an everyday way. So to me, that's what's inspiring about photography is you've got this chance to snap something, to see the world in a unique way, right? You're walking somewhere. I picture this one time when I'd just gotten a new camera and I was walking through an airport, right? And I was on a train going from one terminal to another. And the train in front of us lined up just so where the light was hitting it. It was reflected. The colors were just beautiful. And I was able to snap that. It wasn't that great of a photo, but to me, it was that moment in time. And I'll always remember that, right? Because you were able to like imprint that on your mind by taking the photo. That, to me, is the fun thing of photography.